Good morning, happy Monday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's what's happening now in the news. Tens of thousands of additional job cuts were announced today by companies in a few different sectors. CNN's Christine Roman is now reporting that Caterpillar is shedding 5,000 jobs. That comes on top of the 15,000 job cuts the company announced late last year. More job cuts have also been announced by Home Depot, Sprint, Nextel, and John Deere. For complete up-to-date jobs numbers and money news throughout the day, you can always log into CNNmoney.com. President Obama is urging Congress to pass the largest economic recovery package in history. About two-thirds of the proposed $825 billion plan is for new government spending. The rest for tax cuts. The president hopes to have it passed by February 16th. A House vote is expected on Wednesday. The Obama administration warns that it won't be a quick fix. The deepening global financial crisis has taken a toll on Iceland. The prime minister now says the island nation's coalition government has collapsed. That move follows months of public protests and demonstrations. Just 3 months ago, the country's currency, stock market, and several major banks also fell apart. We're getting word that two U.S. helicopters have crashed in northern Iraq today. The military says four American troops were killed. Iraqi officials say it happened 20 miles west of Kirkuk. The military still doesn't know why the aircraft went down, but it says it appears enemy fire was not a factor. Should be an interesting show today in Illinois as the governor, Rob Blagojevich, will not be there facing lawmakers as his impeachment trial gets underway. He says the trial rules are unfair and he'll never get a fair shot. So he won't be in Illinois, but he will be on TV. Earlier, he told ABC he had considered Oprah Winfrey for the Senate seat he's accused of trying to sell. Be sure to stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live for your updates throughout the day.